Welcome to Empowered Radio. I am your host, Emma Montgomery, an online nutrition and fitness coach and creator of Shred With Em. Each week, we'll talk all things nutrition, training, and mindset. You'll be able to take my tips and strategies and apply what you learn to see results with both your body and your mind. So without further ado, let's jump into the episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back. So today I am going to do a short and sweet episode on staying on track while traveling. So I know that I did an episode recently where I talked about how I handle vacation. And so, yes, when I go on vacation, I am always at maintenance, and I typically do not track while I'm on vacation. And again, if you haven't heard that episode, it's just a few back. I would recommend listening to it. But today I wanted to talk about how you can stay on track while you're traveling. I do realize that some of you travel for work. Some of you travel for fun, but you still want to stay on track. Some of you are going on vacation and you still plan to stay on track while you're there. I've gotten tons of questions about this from Shred clients recently. So I thought, you know what? I'm going to do a quick podcast and just give my tips and pointers, things that I do when I have to travel for work and stay on track. So just wanted to run through some things again that I do that you can do that I find very helpful. So the first thing that I do is I pack things from home that are non-perishable, obviously, but that I can take on a plane or pack in my luggage, or if I'm driving, whatever, that, you know, I can throw in my purse. But so things like instant oatmeal, even if my room does not have a microwave, pretty much any hotel room now has a coffee pot or a Keurig. Even in Hawaii, I had an espresso machine, so one of the Nespressos. So what I do is I use the coffee cup that's in the room, and then I put my oats in there, and then I take hot water from the coffee pot, Keurig, whatever, fill it to the fill line on the oat pack, then I put the hot water in the coffee cup, cover it with the lid, and you leave it like that with the lid on it for like, I don't know, 3 or 4 minutes, and it cooks your oats perfectly. So always take instant oats with me. I also pack protein powder, and I typically stir that into my oats. I'll take packs of tuna because those are super easy to eat on the go. I pack rice cakes too, or I buy them whenever I get where I'm going. And like pita breads, so you can take the tuna packs and you can put them in the pitas. You can put them on rice cakes. You can also buy plain garden salads and toss the tuna in there. So I've done that before. I pack protein bars. So I love taking my Built bars. Those are great snacks and desserts. And then things like pretzels, again, super easy to have like just a quick snack. So you'll learn that when you are traveling and trying to stay on plan, that carbs and fats are super easy to come by. Protein is a little more challenging. So that is why I take protein bars, protein powder, tuna packs, so that I have accessible protein with me when I'm in places that it's a little harder to find. So those are things that I will like pack from the house that are super easy to have. The other things that I will say is like when you're in an airport, it is really easy to find. It's really expensive. Everything's expensive in an airport, but it's really easy to go into gift shops or little like stores in airports and find like Greek yogurt, fresh fruit. So things like apples and bananas, even they'll have like some fruit that's already like cut up in little containers for you. That's super easy to find. You can usually find like turkey jerky or beef jerky, protein bars. Again, those are, you know, super easy to find in there too. So you can always, there's tons of like places that you can find food that will work within your calorie budget and your macros. You just have to look for it. And again, it's typically more expensive. They usually have like fresh salad, boiled eggs. Again, you can find all kinds of stuff like that in the little airport shops. Also, fast food places, I know they get a bad rap, but you can always find lower calorie options at fast food places. You just have to like want to eat it and try. So like if you go to a McDonald's, you don't have to get the Big Mac. You can order a salad, or if the McDonald's doesn't have salad, you can order a grilled chicken sandwich. You can also order just a plain like hamburger or single cheeseburger. And it's a lot lower calories than you think. So again, don't just go and like order what you would normally want or, you know, want to order. Take some time and look up their nutrition facts online, and you'd be surprised at like what you can get that works within your calorie budget. But like, I love going to like a Chick-fil-A, unless it's a Sunday and they're not open. But Chick-fil-A is super easy to eat at and fit in your macros. Chipotle, Qdoba, those are easy ones. Subways, you can get salads. So again, there's tons of places that you can find low calorie options. Pretty much any fast food restaurant is going to have their nutrition facts listed online. A lot of them will have them on the boards, like where you can see them up top. But again, just take a few minutes and do your research, you know, find it on your phone. But you can easily find those lower calorie options if you want to. So that's the other thing is just being smart when you are in airports, and even if you're driving and you're having to grab fast food, again, just being smart when you are stopping at those places. When I go to wherever I'm going, like I said, even if it doesn't have a refrigerator or a microwave or whatever, I will still run to like a Walmart or a grocery store that's close, and I'll pick up things, again, that I can keep in my room. If it does have a mini fridge, I'll get like easy things to keep in there, like Greek yogurts that I can have either as a snack, or I can have it in the morning with fruit, or I can have it with oatmeal, or again, you can have it anytime, but just Greek yogurt is something that I like, and it's easy to keep because they're small, easy to keep in a mini fridge. I usually will get some kind of lunch meat, whether it's turkey or chicken breast, whatever, but I usually get some kind of lunch meat. Again, I like to get rice cakes. If I can find the Joseph's pitas, I will get those because they're super easy to make little sandwiches with. In terms of like vegetables, I usually get carrots because I love carrots, and everybody always asks, are your carrots raw or steamed or cooked or whatever? And they're raw, and they're good if you put seasoning on them. So if you're somebody who doesn't usually like, you know, veggies, carrots are super good because I like that they're crisp and crunchy. And if you put like seasoning on them, ranch seasoning, I like the Tony seasoning, a combo of the two, you know, stuff like that with a sandwich is good for lunches. But it's really easy to find things, like if you're on vacation, and I would say stock up on things for breakfast and lunch. If those are things that you would normally eat in your room anyways. I know when I am staying on track, we typically will do like breakfast and lunch and like snacks in the room. And then if we eat out for dinner, I will try to plan ahead if I know where we're going, and I'll look up the menu beforehand and see what I'm going to order. And then if it's something that's, because typically where we go in Florida, there aren't really any chain restaurants. So a lot of it's going to be like mom and pop places, little hole in the wall, you know, really cool places and really good food. But again, when you're trying to search it in MyFitnessPal, it's not going to be in there. So what I will do is just find similar items that I can log in MyFitnessPal. And I do this and I pre-log it first thing. So like if I know tomorrow we're going to go to this awesome little Mexican restaurant, I looked up the menu and I know that I'm going to get chicken fajitas and I'm not going to get the rice, you know, and beans and tortillas or whatever, because I'm trying to work within my calorie deficit and stick to my macros. Then I would probably get the chicken fajitas and make like a salad with the shredded lettuce and use salsa as like dressing, and do the peppers and onions and chicken. Well, if that place is not in MyFitnessPal, I would just go in and find a similar restaurant that is in MyFitnessPal and log that in its place. And again, it's not going to be perfect, but it's a really good estimate, and it's better than not tracking at all. Again, this is if you plan to track while you are on vacation or traveling. If you're someone who's going on vacation and you're not tracking, you don't have to worry about this. But if you are someone who wants to stay on plan, these are the things that I suggest. So you might look up Chipotle and say, okay, I'm going to search for Chipotle chicken and log that. And then Chipotle salsa, Chipotle fajita veggies, and log those individual items to account for what you're going to have for dinner. Again, you're not eating at Chipotle, but you're eating at a restaurant that is not in MyFitnessPal, and it's similar things. So you're just going to want to find something that is similar. I do recommend keeping your meals at places like this that don't have nutrition facts listed online. Pretty simple, just so that you're not having to log, like, if you get a salad that has goat cheese and berries and chicken and nuts and all these things, and like some fancy dressing that, you know, you're having to search like 100 different individual items, that's going to make it a little more challenging and the accuracy is probably going to be off. So I would say just keeping it simple with the things that you order while you're dieting. So you can find, again, similar items in MyFitnessPal or whatever food tracking app that you use. The other thing that I would say that you could do is, if you're planning ahead and you do not know where you are going to eat dinner, or maybe it's breakfast or whatever you're eating, whatever meal you're eating out, and you don't know where you're going yet, I would say go ahead and allot a specific amount of calories to that meal. Maybe you're going to allow yourself 500 or 600 calories for that meal, just to make sure that it's enough to cover like what you would want, and with like a little overestimating for like oils and butters. So maybe you're going to say 600 calories for that meal. You can go in MyFitnessPal and just do like a create a meal and just call it like calorie placeholder, and make it 600 calories. And you don't even have to like allot the specific macros for it. You can just give it 600 calories and it will go ahead and deduct that 600 calories from your day. So you're pre-logging that meal of 600 calories, even though you don't know what it is yet. And then you can go ahead and work the rest of your day around that and say, okay, breakfast, I'm going to have this, this, and this. Lunch is going to be this, this, and this. That way, when you get to dinner, you know you've already ate your breakfast, your lunch, your snacks, and you've given yourself 600 calories to work with for your dinner. So that's the other thing that's super easy to do. Again, you'll find a lot of what I'm talking about, or what you need to do, is pre-plan. The pre-plan part is huge, especially when you're traveling and you are not in your element, or with your normal foods and normal routine. And then what was I going to say? So we talked about how you can obviously pre-plan and log your food ahead of time if you know where you're going. And if it's not in MyFitnessPal, you can find similar items. And then you can also, if you don't know where you're going, you can go ahead and make that a calorie placeholder for whatever meal that you're going to eat out. The other thing that I would recommend is, while you are away, if you're somebody who typically counts like each macro, so like you know, we all would have like a goal for protein, fats, and carbs. And maybe you're somebody who you normally like hit each of those goals. I would say while you're traveling, just stick with calories and protein and let your carbs and fats fall where they fall. Just because it will be so much easier on you, especially with, again, having like not your normal foods that you're used to eating. And if you're having to eat out some, and if you're with other people and they're choosing the places, and again, that makes it a little more challenging, but it gives you more flexibility if you are just working with calories and protein. And then even on, and this would be like the only time I would say this, if it is a day, or maybe it's a couple days, or maybe it's the whole week that you're like, you know what, it's going to be hard to hit my protein exactly, just do what you can in terms of like, don't kill yourself to get there, but just kind of work within your calories for that week. Again, it's what we do most of the time that matters, not like a few days or a week. So if you have a week that you hit your calories and you're short on protein most of those days, are you going to lose all your muscle? No. Are you going to not have any fat loss. No, it's literally just a few days. So again, give yourself some grace and take some of the pressure off yourself and realize, okay, I can just work within the calorie budget for the week. I'm going to do what I can and get an adequate amount of protein in with the foods that like I've bought from the grocery store or the things that I've bought and snacks. But again, just give yourself a little bit of wiggle room and know that it is a short time period that you're doing this for, a few days to a week, and that you're just going to kind of work within a calorie budget and you'll be just fine. But those are things that I recommend in terms of traveling and staying on track. It is very, very possible to do. Is it easy? No, not really. It's not easy, but it is doable and it does take planning and some work. So just know that if you are going to be traveling or going on vacation and you plan to stay on track, you can 1,000,000% do it. I've done it 100 times. And yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, so it's probably a little easier for me. But I would say just take some time and plan ahead and you can easily do it. Just again, give yourself more flexibility. Stick with your calories. Get a good amount of protein in. Again, if it falls short, it's not a big deal, but just work within your calorie budget for the week. Plan ahead. You know, if you have a fridge in your room where you can stock up on, you know, things for the majority of your meals and snacks and limit like one meal a day to eating out, that's going to be the best in terms of accuracy. But yeah, it's totally doable. So I hope this one's helpful. I hope those are some tips that you guys are able to take with you for when you're traveling. So again, I know I say this every time, but thank you guys for tuning in. I appreciate when you share the episode and I will talk to you all next week. Thank you for tuning in to this episode of Empowered Radio. If you enjoyed the episode or found value in it, could you do me two quick favors? One, take a screenshot and post it to your social media and tag me in it so I can say thanks. And two, could you subscribe to the podcast and leave a 5-star rating and review in iTunes? It would mean the world to me. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you in the next episode.